Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Well, we're talking about... what are we talking about right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're past that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 297. This is Jorge.
I am Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
I'm Rhett.
That's Rhett.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going very good. Fun. Wife went back to
look,
work.
Look, dude, Superman does good. You're doing well.
No, I'm doing good. Fuck you, grammar man.
You're doing good and you're doing well.
I don't feel well. I feel sick, but I feel great.
What?
No, oh, that's good. That's,
feel hella
let
sick,
us know that
bro.
Now.
Oh, you feel shock of rock.
Yeah. No, everything's chill. Yeah,
the bro quotient just went up.
Everything's
now you can do your shitty fucking iTunes review, bro.
Bro. We don't say bro enough, bro.
I know, bro.
Everything's good, bro. Yeah, wife went back to work, feeling good. Got some me time.
What are you doing with your me time, dude?
Playing with myself. It's me time.
That's in what every you do. Way possible.
That's what you do during me time.
So when you said earlier, you just sometimes a guy needs to just get weird. You're talking about jerking it.
Yeah. You know?
And yeah.
You're just
I know.
Get some alone time. Go and put one foot on the sink, one foot on the wall, and just jack off and on your face.
In your case, dude, that's like 2 feet away.
Yeah, right? That's why you can do it.
Got him.
Yeah.
It's a small place. He knows it's a small place. Yeah. I like to make fun of his shoebox.
That's 2 weeks in a row. Are you going to tolerate that?
Dude, the floor is
that,
just...
When we went over for Thanksgiving, when I stepped in that corner of your kitchen,
Bro, it's every day is a gift and a gamble.
Because if you fall through that, you're going in the canyon,
dude,
brother.
I think the rain made it even like more rotted. It's like it's so soft now, and I'm like, I'm glad he knows about this and it's documented in text, because if I fall through it, I'm suing his ass. So
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Nice.
How you guys been?
Pretty good.
Tell us how your week's been.
The week has been good. Work is a little slow right now, so we're like, I'm probably putting in like truthfully like a 7-hour day, which is fine. But I'm packing like 8 calls into those 6 hours, hours. So I'm doing, you know,
you packing them, huh?
Packing it in, brother. Family's good.
It's looking good in those jeans.
Am I?
You're looking mighty good in them jeans.
Am I complaining about my kids this week?
Yeah, do it.
You weren't, but you are now.
No, I got no complaints this time. No, nothing. They were good. Weird.
Are they getting older or some shit? What happened?
I don't know.
I mean, by like a week,
Yeah.
We're literally all getting older.
Literally,
all the time,
aren't we all though, dude?
Are they still shitting themselves?
Not any more or less than you.
They move past their views. They're beginning to settle into
their
They
can at least
view.
Wipe their ass without getting shit all over their wrist.
We know they can get it in the toilet. Can they manage to not get it up to their elbow?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
That's you, dude.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's good. What about you? Overwhelmed with work?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What are you overwhelmed about? What do you actually do at work other than sit at a computer?
Oh, no.
He does that all day. He tells us all day.
The workload is it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff.
He said, dude, he's so not busy that he has time to send us a picture of his new office saying, check out my new office.
He has time to send us songs.
Yeah.
I had 10 seconds to take a picture and push
that. That's how not busy he is with his day.
He's like, you know how long that audio clip was? That's how much free time I had.
Kind of. I'm like, I gotta get it in. Notice you didn't get him for like 3 weeks.
He's like, I was walking to take a shit and I thought of you guys.
I was taking a shit. I was driving. When I send those, it's because I'm driving. I'm like, I have time now. That's why it says the location where I'm at.
I have time to fucking sing into my
now
phone.
Now I have time. Little time I have.
You know what else changed this week? I got a fucking new TV finally after 10 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking believe how much TV technology has advanced in 10 years. It's unfucking believable.
Well, what do you mean?
Do you just mean like the smart technology
stuff? No, dude. So my TV that was in here previously was like a 1080p plasma from 2012.
Oh, hell yeah. I love the 1080p plasma.
And like what you get for like $1,000 is retarded.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Fucking sucks you off, huh?
It basically, dude.
So we got that TV that Alia just broke.
What?
That one was a 4K that we bought in early 2017. We got back from Japan.
Yeah, paid
$1,300. We got a slightly smaller one when she broke this one for like $358.
It's crazy, dude. Like I actually can't believe it. Like local dimming zones and HDR.
He's actually like using that shit.
And Dolby Vision.
Of course
fucking,
he is.
And fucking Dolby Atmos. It's fucked, dude.
Ooh, like Dolby. I thought when I met George, I thought that motion smoothing shit that those TVs had was
garbage.
Like, no, I thought that was like the cool thing. I'm like, that's how you know it's like a good fucking TV.
No.
And George comes over and he's like, why do you have this shit on? And he turned it off and I'm like, oh, this is way better.
Oh, that's better.
What motion sensing?
So like any TV that you purchase will have like motion smoothing or, you know, motion clarity. And if you ever buy a new TV and you have it like a weird
setting, like the ones they have at the store sometimes where it looks like it's a fucking camcorder.
It looks like a soap opera basically.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
That's all motion smoothing. So if your TV ever looks like that,
yeah,
that's the first thing you go to.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, yeah. I haven't had the problem getting one at home, but then again, I haven't bought a TV in like 10 years. So,
dude, fucking mind blown. I'll show you. Yeah. I'll show you guys.
Because I was seeing the ones like you're mentioning at the store, and I'm like, if that's the new shit where it all looks like a fucking Days of Our Lives, no thanks.
No,
especially with CGI shit.
Yeah, no, you can turn
that
stuff off.
Yeah, because the CGI, like it'll look fake often anyway. With that, it looks like it's
glaring.
Like it's Roger Rabbit and shit.
I was at the laundromat one time, and they had like the Avengers on, and it was like on FX or something, and they had that shit on, and I was like, this is just awful. A big sound stage, like cartoon. You can just see where like see, the blocks would be set up for the
everything
green
is green.
But dude,
even, pretty much you know you see the sky and shit,
even this movie that we watched for tonight. Like I was like, this looks pretty fucking dope. But you know that's about where we stand with that.
I'm gonna say nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, Matthew.
Yeah,
watch anything? Played anything?
I've not watched any movies, but that's because the cinematic voyage I've gone on cannot be contained within an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay, what?
What?
I started playing Breath of the Wild.
I've heard that's pretty fucking
It's so
good.
Much fun, dude. It's so much fun. It's basic. It's
jacking like, off and playing Breath of the Wild.
Did you get that in cartridge version? Or did you download it?
No. I got the cartridge.
Oh, dude, when you're done, slide that shit.
Yeah, buddy. It's fucking so tight, man. It's like Skyrim, but like more beautiful, but like animated beautiful. And they let you climb fucking cliff faces and you can jump off of them and it's even better.
So it's like Pilot Wings.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Pilot Wings?
What?
You never played Pilot Wings? Pilot Wings?
I don't think so.
Oh, Super Nintendo, dude. We got to get it just for
Is
that.
Is that just like one of those games where you're a plane and you just fucking...
You gotta land on the target,
You got
dude.
A plane, you got hang gliding, you got jetpack.
Oh, you do get a paraglider. That's pretty tight.
That was close.
It was hella tight, dude.
I was just saying something stupid and random, but it turns out it's Pilot Wings...
And then Pilot Wing 64 is also a fucking...
Is it?
Yeah.
I did watch Earth Girls Are Easy.
That's a great film.
I've seen that a bunch of times. And I love that movie. That's
all you got?
The resounding, endorsement. It's really weird seeing like Jim Carrey and Damon Wayans and seeing them look exactly the fucking same as they do now.
I haven't seen that since I was like 10, I think.
My aunt loved that movie and I watched it so much when I was a kid and I remember like all the stupid songs and it still holds up. It's pretty tight.
All right.
And then I've been watching a fuckload of wrestling because like wrestling is really good right now. Like,
well, dude, I'm glad that wrestling has managed to, despite my lack of interest in wrestling, I'm stoked.
Stoked.
Dude. That MAGA has that for an outlet. Right. Instead of storming the Capitol some more, right? Is that what Oh, sorry. What did you mean?
What, about wrestling being good?
No, what I was going to say is that I'm glad it's still thriving in this in this year of our Lord,
it's
COVID.
So great cause it's like,
excuse me what I said.
Yeah. Without having to focus on like, going from town to town and shit, they can actually focus on good storytelling. And now they've opened it up so all these places are working.
Can't help himself.
He's just sitting there giggling.
Sorry, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's wrestling's real good right now. It's real interesting.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Baron Corbin was on, he was saying that they had really taken advantage of the story
yeah.
aspect, right? The narrative aspect is really coming into its own. They have like these alternate versions and shit or something. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they have cinematic stuff that they can do now. But like, honestly, I haven't watched WWE in a while.
See, I don't even know which one do you watch.
So like the one I mainly watch is AEW, but AEW is just, there's this thing that goes way back called the Forbidden Door, where it's like, you know, basically there's no interpromotional stuff, and Forbidden Door has been kicked open, and now there's all these other companies that are working together and doing cross matches and basically.
It's like this, Marvel versus DC.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. But you know, for wrestling nerds, and this is the thing everybody's always wanted, and now we're getting it, and the only person not involved is WWE, so sucks. Ooh, for them.
That's but why
it's like, but it's so great because there's just so many little strings you can follow now, and there's all these little hints that are being laid everywhere. It's almost like
an ARG,
it's almost like a hunt a killer game.
Nice. Yeah. You still playing that, dude?
I mean, it's on hold, but yes,
because you got.
It's just time consuming. Like, you just got to sit down and like really put a few hours into it at a time. And
yeah, that was my aversion to it.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Any game.
Yeah, really. I mean, he'll sit and play Monopoly for fucking 8 hours.
Dude, I will.
And then at the end, like 2 in the morning, you're all blurry at it, and he's like, roll.
He's like, bitch, you still got money. And
rolling, rolling, rolling. Yeah, we'll put on Limp Bizkit. It's time.
Fuck.
We should listen to Limp Bizkit and play Monopoly. Want to?
I'll do one of those things. I'll have you guess which one.
And I'll do the other. So you can play Monopoly.
No! No, I want Limp Bizkit.
What about you, dude? What'd you watch?
I watched a Jim Carrey movie too, but it was Dumb and Dumber. And nice. You know, you can't go wrong with that.
The Truman Show this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Weird.
Jinx Obi Blowjob.
Jinx on everyone for watching Jim Carrey. That's
fucking weird, dude.
That is fucking weird.
What the fuck?
That's Hard on Collider shit right there. For real. That's the Mandela effect. That's not the Mandela effect at all. But yeah, how was your experience with Truman Show?
I really liked it. It's good.
It's a great fucking movie. It's Peter Weir.
Mm-hmm.
He did Dead Poets Society. He did Mosquito Coast.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, he did Master and Commander with Russell Crowe before he became a big asshole. Well, he was probably still a big asshole. I knew a
guy that was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
That's a good movie. There was a dude that was in a band here, Ryan.
Paul Bettany was in Master and Commander as well.
Yeah, just like Beautiful Mind. He was Russell Crowe's bitch twice in a row. What?
What?
Now Russell Crowe is unhinged.
Totally. And Paul Bettany is Vision.
I bet you're not watching that, though.
No, yeah, no. I'm not watching that. But I watched a film called Blazing Saddles.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, that movie.
That movie fucks.
Everyone knows that movie fucks, but damn, does it fuck in 2021. Like, and I was really noticing like how fucking this movie, because it's not just about the racist thing, but it also talks about the Chinese. It talks about women. It talks about mentally disabled people, which we commonly call retards on this show, like Mongo. It talks about the poor. And I'm just like, it took me like basically most of my life to realize this is about these capitalist fucklords that are with the government guys trying to run these people out of a town so they can own the land. And it's like, oh.
So in other words, it's the never ending story.
It's like, yeah. And also, I didn't get before. I just thought it was goofy because it is. It's absurd as fuck. But they have the guy doing the executions, and he's all medieval.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing the bridge between feudalism and Western imperialism, dude. It's the same.
It's the same coin, dude.
Anyway, the movie's fucking hilarious. And when it goes off the rails at the end and they fucking leave the soundstage and they go into the one with the guys dancing in front of the fucking Eiffel Tower. The
best, dude.
Dude, that is some funny shit.
I interact with this rep for a dental company. His last name is Headley. And every time I saw him, I'm like, Hedley Lamarr. And
it's like, Hedley.
I can't fucking help it, dude. Every time. And he's like, huh, funny.
He's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
He's probably heard it from like 70-year-olds.
Yeah.
His whole life.
And then this idiot rolls up to him. Oh, Hedley Lamarr.
And I watched a new film. I'll kind of bounce around here. I didn't watch that much stuff this week. Judas and the Black Messiah, which is...
How was that?
It was fucking really good. One of the best movies, I would say, of 2020, but, you know, it was released 2021 via streaming. But it's really good. Both performances by the two main actors are really... It's about Fred Hampton, who was... I did not know... It's not a spoiler because it's history. I didn't know he was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that guy, talk about a serious, like that. If he roused people up that quickly at that early an age, and the guy was really, because he's not just, he wasn't just like a freedom fighter. He's a fucking Marxist. And it's like, yeah, you're going to piss some people off, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Like Martin Luther King Jr. would like be, you know, socialist about some stuff here and there, but not blatantly. This guy was like a blatant Marxist revolutionary, and he's black in the Black Panthers. So, yeah, it provoked the ire of some people. The movie's extremely well done. The and just the end of it, because it's a true story. It's about a guy who's an FBI guy, a guy who was undercover with the FBI who had infiltrated them. It shows him later in life. I don't want to give anything away because it shows the actual guy and what happens to him. And it's just like the end is just one of the most damning things you could imagine for the ending of this story, because it just makes the point like 100 times over. So really good. It's on HBO Max. I recommend it to anybody if you have HBO Max. And then what was the other one? Hold on real quick. I watched a movie that I'd never seen. Was Sylvester Stallone.
Over the Top.
Cobra.
Never seen Cobra?
I had never seen that fucking...
Cobra's great, man.
Oh, my...
I don't think I've heard of Cobra. Wouldn't.
Yeah.
Dude, it's awful. Dude. It's great.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And
it's...
The first hour is like this weird horror hybrid. It's like a group of serial killers, and he's a fucking a cop who wears leather and drives a fucking car that is not practical at all. And this man like eats like a little piece of pizza, and he cuts the pizza with scissors. This is the kind of guy you're dealing with. That's Sylvester Stallone, this movie. He has a match in his mouth 90% of the film.
Is it a strike anywhere?
I don't know. He strikes it on his gun later and sets a dude on fire.
So strike anywhere. Anywhere. Well, yeah. See, then that's just resourceful.
It's like a slasher that's just movie, thinking ahead. But he's killing the dudes instead of like it, the good guy is
Maniac Cop, but with Sylvester Stallone.
Kind of. It's like Dirty Harry, but hyped up, like coked out as fuck in 1986.
Hell yeah.
But it's also very slow for long stretches. Yeah. And Bridget Nielsen is in it as the lady, damsel in distress and love interest. And that doesn't quite work. But the movie's fucking pretty hilarious. And I was excited to watch that because I'd never seen it. And I feel like I'm missing something. I think that's it.
Cool.
Oh, no, it's not it.
It seemed a little light for him.
Sorry. I watched two Nicolas Cage movies besides the one that we're watching for the show. Mm-hmm. I watched Mom and Dad because I hadn't seen it.
It's a good one.
It was all right.
Yeah, I like it.
It was all right. And then I was like, I was about 30 minutes into it. I'm like, who fucking did this? And then I looked it up, and it's fucking half of Neville Dean Taylor, the guys who did Crank and fucking Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Hell yeah.
And Gamer.
Hell yeah.
So then I was like, Gamer. This is beginning to make sense.
Not good.
No, but the last 30 minutes pissed me off. There's a scene in particular where the two teenagers are like, they've got the mom in a closet, and they just start chit-chatting, and I hate that shit. And then she like sticks a fucking coat hanger through the guy's fucking face because they're chit-chatting. It's like, you wouldn't do that, and whatever.
I mean, if you're a kid, you would, dude.
You said you just thought it was okay too, right?
I don't even think I liked it.
No, I don't think you liked it at all.
I liked the thematic stuff they were doing.
Yeah, it was fun.
And it is something that happens in the wild, savaging. So that's
sororicide.
Sororicide, fratricide. There it goes. Well, ultimately, yeah, that is what I'm saying. Because, you know. Anyway, so, and then the other one I'd never fucking seen was Vampire's Kiss.
Oh.
Have you seen that, Matt?
No.
Dude, if I had known, I would have fucking, for a ret pick, Oh my God. Because everyone knows Nicolas Cage is on this absurd fucking thing for a while now. I didn't know. I mean, I knew he did Raising Arizona near the beginning of his fucking career. I didn't know that he just decided to go. Who let him do this at the beginning of his career?
Brother, he let himself do it.
Dude, it's fucking amazing. I think, like,
You know, his family.
On the level, on the scale of Nicolas Cage weirdness, it's in the top three, if not top two, like, wow, of any of his movies. And it's from 1986 or 88, I think. And it's just like, I can't fucking believe the director saw him doing it and said, yeah, do it. Do it. Just go, or else we got a real piece of shit on our hands.
That's basically every Nicolas Cage movie.
But not, dude. But I mean, he hadn't established himself yet.
Well, I mean, he did.
Yeah, he did. He fucking. We were like Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Sophia and I were just, yeah. We were in disbelief.
We were aghast.
They were just, yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's included if you have a membership. I definitely recommend it. It's fucking hilarious.
Amazon Prime, ever heard of it?
I love that when you popped into the Twitch stream, you popped in when I said Nicolas Cage was the poster child for nepotism.
That shit just made me laugh.
Like, look it up.
Come on. I know the child porn.
Yeah,
bit,
so why is it?
I know he lost weight from watching porn.
No, it wasn't from watching porn.
That would
porn.
Be method watching porn. I've heard of that.
It wasn't from watching porn. It was from distributing. He rented out all
these
DVDs. So
he's like Paperboy. He's really like into it. Like, he's really going for it. It's cardio all day.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even cardio. He sat at his fucking house. Like, he couldn't leave to go out and do a life because his porn renting business was so successful. So the only place...
So he's a workaholic.
Yeah, so the... Well,
that's what it is.
The closest place to eat was a Subway at the bottom floor of his building. So he would go down in the elevator, buy a sandwich, go back up, and then like rent out porn for the rest of the day.
Capitalism again.
There you go.
Got him.
This seems...
You could Google it.
You could Google it and everyone knows. Yeah. That's the way to get to the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go looking for an answer, you'll find it.
Jared the Porn King.
Look for the answer you want and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
hey,
like
Matt.
It's like a vision board. You just like put what you want your life to be filled with and you'll find it.
Right. It's like the secret.
Guess what, Matt?
What's up?
We're back.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Can we tell everybody about the Patreon, homie?
You know, I can. And like the last few weeks, I've been writing these fun little bits, at least fun for me to tell you about the Patreon. And you know what? I didn't do that this week.
You
and
write the bits down?
No, you know, like I have these little ideas and
don't,
I kind of just like
tell people
free form them, you know? But like this week, I didn't do that. So like, that's why you should subscribe to Patreon, because sometimes the episode isn't that good. But you know what? The pre-show shit always is. And the only way you can hear that is by going to patreon.com/whogoestheirpodcast.
Pre-show shit.
You also get exclusive episodes, which are usually better than the ones we release. So, I mean, wow, they are Jesus. Like, we did an episode on the Fanatic. That was amazing.
It's like 5 years
ago. Yeah. But you know what? Those Patreon only. We got a bunch of those episodes now. And,
Speed.
Yeah. And we were supposed to do Speed.
we talked about
we
this.
We did do RoboCop though. Oh,
yeah, we did.
You know?
Hell yeah.
So yeah.
Which you didn't enjoy.
I did not. I still do not.
It's a mistake.
Patreon.com/whogoestheirpodcast.
We got a brand new homie.
We do. I forgot
What's
all about
his name
that?
Like Chip McGurglestein or something?
Chippy McGurglenuts?
What is it?
His name is Chippy McSchnitzel. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Chippy
way off.
McSchnitzel.
McGurgleheim.
I was way off.
Yeah. Went through with one of those full year subscriptions.
I know. He did full D.
You can save yourself 11% if you want to go full D. Like,
wow.
You know, you get all their stuff.
There's a lot of
year.
Instant gratification for us in those full year ones.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, thank you. But then we get nothing the rest of the year.
It's like, why are our numbers so low? Oh, that's right. A couple monthly people went to yearlies. Damn.
Yeah.
Dang.
Shouldn't have spent
we
all that
money.
We
already spent that money. It's all burritos.
Damn.
But welcome, Chippy.
Yeah. Chippy McSchnitzel.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
I wonder if that's a family name.
You don't think he named himself Chippy McSchnitzel?
No, no. I'm sure there's a long line of McSchnitzels.
Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched 2021's Willy's Wonderland. And if I could get to the IMDb page, I could tell you who directed it. If you bear with me for 1 second. Directed by Kevin Lewis, written by G.O. Parsons, starring Nicolas Cage, Emily Tosta, Beth Grant, who has the worst fucking dentures I've ever seen in my life, Rick Reitz, Chris Warner, Kai Kodlick, Kaylee Cohen, Jonathan Mercedes, totally Terrell Hill, Christian Del Grosso,
Christian Bitchfuck,
David Scheftel. Dude, there's so many actors in this movie. What the fuck?
Was there?
Well, apparently, according to
a sprawling ensemble drama.
There was like 10 people
in the vein of Richard Attenborough and
Jesus
Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia.
Christ. A quiet drifter is tricked into a janitorial job at the now condemned Wally's Wonderland. The mundane tasks suddenly become an all-out fight for survival against wave after wave of demonic animatronics. Fists fly, kicks land, titans clash, and only one side will make it out alive.
That's what happens when you watch Jim Carrey movies.
First of all, he wasn't tricked. And second of all, it wasn't wave after wave. It was like six of them, seven of them individually.
Hey, Rhett, what'd you think of Willy's Wonderland?
Recently, we spoke about when we watched Psycho Gorman. I spoke about these films that are eager to become cult classics. And they're just screaming out for cult status. And this seems to be one of those because it's got Nicolas Cage and it's called Willy's Wonderland and it's got demonic animatronics at like a Chuck E. Cheese wannabe place. And this all has all the makings for that kind of thing. And it's a fucking wasted opportunity, in my opinion, because it's pretty repetitive and it's pretty, well, I mean, I don't want to say it's dumb because that was all, I mean, that would be fine if it was just dumb, but it's not creative. It's forgettable. And, I'm not, you know, Nicolas Cage doesn't have a word of dialogue basically in the film, which I'm not like, that's not going to piss me off. But yeah, it seems like he attached himself to something that seemed mildly interesting. And it has like, this has no like stylistic flair to me beyond some like very basic design elements. This is like, this is not Mandy or something. You know, it's not even Color Out of Space from last year.
It's a sequel to Mandy. It's a direct sequel.
He's referring to a friend of the show who said that, and it's a direct sequel to Mandy. this is not a direct sequel to Mandy, and no,
the evidence is there.
And
Are you gonna get into it, or are you just flapping gums?
Yeah, if there's a case of Nicolas Cage kind of resting on his laurels from his zany shit from other movies, this is one of them. And again, it's a wasted opportunity because on paper, it sounds like you could fill up an hour and a half.
On paper, it sounds like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Well, sure, but it sounds like
you could fill up
an hour and a half and make it. I mean, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is fantastic. This could have been great, but no.
All right. Matt?
I'm still not sure. I'm kind of hoping you guys can convince me one way or the other.
It sucked.
This movie was a fucking snooze fest.
When he's playing pinball and dancing, that was the best part.
Agreed. So it was pretty awful for like the first 40 minutes or so.
And then
Nicolas Cage curb stomped an animatronic gorilla into a urinal. Huh? And I was like fully into that.
Yeah, but then when they do it,
like the CG in this was atrocious. There was a lot of stuff where I questioned why they did CG instead of practical effects. Like even when he was cleaning blood off the window or off the mirror, it would have been so easy to take fake blood and smear the words on there, but they CG'd the fake blood and then had him clean the fake blood.
I'm having trouble figuring out what you need to be convinced.
Because like when he's doing stuff with the Muppets,
because
it's pretty tight.
No, I like, see that. Is it though?
I mean, like only when he's fighting the Muppets. Like,
filmed like how Christopher Nolan at his worst films action sequences.
Also Tenet.
No, not that. Like, and I love Christopher Nolan, but I don't want to see punches where it shows like a fist take up half the camera and fucking there's a face, like the other half of the, I need to see this stuff. And like the gore, like, it's all like stuff splattered on the shirt
Or it's all fake,
and it was all black fake too.
Blood.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I mean, there's no like, there's no impact to these sequences, dude.
No, there wasn't. But like,
I mean, there's literally impact.
There's like no visceral impact either to me. Like, because when he, like you said, those moments should be fucking great, but they're not creative either.
So I knew nothing about this movie going in, other than it was George. What did you think?
It's boring trash.
I knew nothing about it going in, other than it was like Nick Cage does Five Nights at Freddy's. And as I was watching it, I was like, how did they fucking pitch this movie to Nick Cage? Like, okay, you're not going to say a single word of dialogue,
which he probably insisted on.
You're going to spend half. This was before I knew anything.
He saw.
This is before I knew that. So okay, Okay, you don't have to say a single line of dialogue. You're going to spend half of the movie literally cleaning, wiping shit, like doing little, you know, brushing of things, setting up chairs.
It reminded me of all the shit jobs I've had.
Well, right, but I don't want to watch that for 40 minutes.
No, those were better than the other sequences.
But then you get to fight. You
clean that oven, it was thrilling.
You get to like drink soda and fight Muppets.
Dope.
And then I found out that Nicolas Cage like read a short script for it, and he liked it and agreed to produce it and then star in it. And he wanted to do the no dialogue because he'd always been a fan of silent movies. And I'm like, okay, so this is just like a Nick Cage like fluff job.
Well, again, that's what I mean. It sounds like it's stuff that's made up on the fly, and sometimes that works. And I don't think this is a case where it does. And by that too, I mean, trying to pad that premise out to an hour and a half. I could see watching it. It seemed like they had a hard time doing that.
Oh yeah.
When they add this whole ensemble of younger characters
who were just fodder to get murdered.
Right. And it's just the movie was already uneventful. And again, that's what I mean. It's not memorable. It's not, I don't anticipate watching it again.
No, God, no. Fuck.
Yeah. And when they show up, I'm like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
And they hit like all of the teen movie stereotypes too. You had the rebel, you had the slut, you had the nerd, you had the pretty boy, you had the jock, and then you had like that fucking inconsequential guy that wound up being the first murdered.
That's right.
He didn't fit a trope. He was just there, so he was the first one.
See, the first time that one of the animatronics approaches him and says, "I'm going to feast on your face" or something.
Stupid.
See, that actually, I got hopeful then. I'm like, are they going to say fucked up shit like this more often? Like, are they?
But that was
this?
So weird. Like, yeah. I mean, like, not weird in like a good way. It was weird as like, why would you choose those words? Like, I'm going to feast on your face, and like, why have some. You have the fucking animatronic puppets there. Why do CG puppets? That first, the ostrich or whatever it was, that was like a CG fight for most of it. It just looked corny.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, if you're going to just like, at that point, I'm thinking, if you're going to go like just stupid, go really fucking stupid and just have him boxing like non-moving puppets. And then they kind of did that later. Kind of like that.
I'm like bereft of things to say because I don't care enough to really like want to be like, well, look, if you go into if you look at the bathroom scene, you'll know that those urinals were actually Toto urinals. And it's like,
what would this have had to do to make use of that premise to you?
I mean, I got to think that you eliminate Nicolas Cage altogether because I don't think that the caginess of it would have added. Even if Cage was doing peak Cage, it wouldn't have added anything to me.
Well, not with all those other people that are.
Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous. I think you pare down that cast and you have it like a single camera type deal where it's like, if you're gonna do Five Nights at Freddy's, do fucking Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't, you know.
Well,
like,
they you know were adamant about it. It wasn't a five. Of course it wasn't, but like everybody knows it was. Like it had the same thing, even with his watch going off. It's like, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's, that's the end of shifts. But why did they tell him to keep taking breaks?
What do you mean?
Like the text guy, like when Nicolas Cage was going into the building, he's like, and make sure you take plenty of breaks, you know, it keeps your spirits up or something. And so like every fucking hour, every hour and a half, he took a break and he drank his soda.
I got that was his thing. Like he's, you know, he's an addict. He's hardcore. So he has his soda every hour on the hour.
But like, no, because Tex told him, make sure to take plenty of breaks.
I think that's what I mean. Yeah, he said that, but maybe he took it literally in his own way. He's like, oh, it's break time.
Well, he did.
Or maybe he's had a lot of city jobs.
And that's why he wasn't doing anything like on his break. And like, the fucking premise for this, like, okay, and I don't even mean the fact that we're
a talking story.
No. I don't even mean the backstory. Because the backstory, it's like, okay, it was run by a satanic serial killer, and like him and his friends decided to put their bodies into the puppets. Okay, cool. There's a reason why the puppets are killing. But like the idea that like,
why would they put their bodies into those puppets though? I mean, even by the logic of this movie.
Well, I mean, like, why would Chucky do it?
Because he's trying to escape the cops at the last minute.
Well, yeah, so that's what they were trying to do,
too. But this whole group of these motherfuckers.
They were a satanic cult that knew, like, the cops were coming in on them because they were murdering, like, countless people in the town. And so they're just like, okay, we're going to off ourselves to take the heat off. And then, like, suddenly, like, we're fucking puppets.
No.
Jim Henson did the same thing, the exact same thing.
Well, what do you mean? Take Manhattan is a fucking masterpiece. Yeah, start.
But they're all real people. They're not actually puppets.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They were all part of a fucking satanic cult, and they all offed themselves and put their spirits into the puppets.
About Muppets. You're not supposed to mention that part about that, man.
About Muppets Take Manhattan?
About any Muppets. No one knows that.
Bro, if we're talking about Adrenochrome. I'm looking at him
real serious right now.
I'm peeling back the entire fucking layer of the onion. We're talking about Adrenochrome. I'm talking about fucking the Muppets.
So you're saying that Jim Henson was finger blasting Kermit every time he put him on?
I mean, do Kermit's fingers smell like pork?
I don't know. Look. This movie didn't have to. It didn't have a very high bar to clear, all right? It has to be an hour and 20 minutes. Plus 10 minutes of credits, right? So you have some basic design features. Okay, check, I guess. You have to have some kind of visual flourish. No.
Yeah.
You got to have... Now, the fucking kills have to kill. Like, they have to work. And by I don't mean just the kills of the animatronics. I mean the kills that the animatronics did to people. None of those were creative or inventive. And
a couple of them were off screen.
Off screen.
Which is the worst part.
Yeah, dude, your movies are, you have no excuse. Show us the fucking, it's a trashy movie. Show us really graphic kills. At least get that right. Show us some fucking nudity.
Yeah. They had a good chance and they didn't. And like, I was like, trashy. Damn, when did that girl get so thick?
Like, if you're going to be trash, be interesting and be zany. And you have Nicolas Cage, like, but no.
If you're not going to be interesting, at least be 100% trash.
I think it was a Cage, yeah, it was his personal experiment. He's like, what if I do nothing and I have to let everyone else do stuff?
See, but that's the problem with the movie is that like Nicolas Cage is in it. So it carries a certain amount of weight. You're expecting it to at least like have something, but it's got this unknown cast, which I mean, they were fine, but there's what, do a George?
Don't fuck like that.
And it had the old white bitch from fucking Donnie Darko, Sparkle Motion Mom.
So they do no character development for Cage. He just hits fucking spike strips and then he's just there. And then he's dealing with this thing where he's just completely devoid of any emotion. So when he's fighting and killing these things, the fact that he doesn't care that he's living this ordeal makes me not care that he's living this ordeal. And plus, since they did the zero character development in the beginning, I don't care about his journey as a whole. I don't give a fuck if he gets his car, if he gets out, if he dies.
It doesn't sound like either you picked up on the... Because there's layers in this movie. I don't know.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, I got... Because he seems kind of like... Obviously, he's been exposed to severe trauma, and he knows how to
fucking... Well, yeah, because that cult kidnapped and murdered his wife, and then...
Well, I thought he was the kid.
Then he made, you know, the big fucking... metal thing and I had think a chainsaw
he,
fight.
Yeah, I think he was the kid that got his parents killed in the story.
Wait, what?
What? Isn't there a kid that gets
a little girl who turns out to be the girl.
Oh.
Yeah, super fine girl.
I think he was in part of the backstory. I think he's supposed to be one of the young children.
Did you just do my bit?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Your bit?
You guys.
I thought he dog his trickstered us.
I think Cage was one of the victims
indirectly or directly of this situation when they were showing the backstory.
Where were his parents? How did he get out? How did he escape? Why was it not? No, this movie held your hand for everything. It treated you as if you were fucking retarded. So
yeah,
like,
I think if they were going to try to, the Nick Cage thing was supposed to be a thread. I think they would have been like, look here.
Cause when they found that girl in the closet, like I thought it was a little black girl and I'm like, who's the black girl? I haven't seen any black lady. And then I realized it was supposed to be that, you know, that other girl. And
the Latina girl.
I'm like, oh. And then they're like, hey, do you get it? Do you get that it's her? You know what? They don't get it. Let's just tell them. Yeah, we got her when we killed her parents. Yeah,
you know, you've got these moments of like, you know, 5 minutes of exposition of the story. And I'm like, yeah, I got.
Oh, yeah. They had like 6 info dumps.
I got it. Like, you don't have to.
Join me in this flashback. No. We don't need to.
No, yes. Please, no. God, no.
It'll only take a minute.
No, please. No, please.
Did I tell you the backstory? No. Let me tell you again with a little more.
And then I think they do this bit with Nicolas Cage cleaning this fucking pinball game, which is supposed to be where Cage goes Cage, right? Like he goes full 60 seconds, gone in 60 seconds, right? But even that, like I left that those little moments and I'm like, I fucking hate Nicolas Cage. Like I really do. And I hate his character and I don't like any of it.
Who was it? What do you mean? This was a sequel to Mandy?
Ass man.
Are we supposed to say names on this fucking show?
Oh, no, I actually wanted to know. I mean, like, so as I'm watching the movie, like, I'm thinking, okay, how could this be a sequel to Mandy?
Because he's saying, look.
No, I can see it. Like, okay, so he goes through.
You're all not talking about it being on par with Mandy
I'm talking about it being like a linear sequel to Mandy. Like, so he goes through all the events of the first one, you know, and like, so he's had his wife murdered. He's all traumatized. He has a fucking sweet car again. And like, he just doesn't fucking speak. He's already dealt with this satanic cult and had chainsaw fights and all this other shit. And then like, now he's just got puppets and he's like, whatever, man. Like, I've already been through fucking hell. Like, what could you do to me? And he fucking kills these puppets. The fucking director said that, what's his name? Pantyhose Cosmopolitan.
Panos Cosmatos. Whose dad directed Pantyhose
Cosmopolitan.
Whose dad directed Cobra, by the way.
Okay.
And Tombstone and Rambo 2.
So the Tombstone's tight.
That's right.
So the director of this said that he was a huge influence and Mandy was a huge influence. And then like Mandy also has like songs that were written specifically for the movie that are super catchy and like, you know, get into your subconscious. And so did this movie.
This movie definitely had stuff that got into your subconscious.
Some of the songs.
I don't like this thing that you're doing right now. And I don't appreciate
I could totally see it.
I don't appreciate what you're doing. Totally,
you could link up anything after Mandy and say it was a direct sequel.
No, but then
Mandy.
Like, the, you know,
because he leaves like driving in outer space.
Yeah. And then the connection that like his wife was just fucking walking along the road when they picked her up and suddenly he's just picking up this strange girl and going off into the distance with her. And then he hits fucking Tito Turtle, man. It's all there. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mandy and fucking this movie.
Don't fuck like that.
I see it.
And that's the thing, dude. Like, I would be lying if I said that exact fucking post was in my head most of this movie. The first fucking 10 minutes, I'm like, oh yeah, this is really stylistically on par with Mandy. If I'm thinking of it too, like Mandy's whole first hour was like slow and ethereal. Like, this is immediately retarded. Like, immediate. like no way, dude. It was fucking gorgeous to look at, and this is just like trash.
You know, one thing I did think that they did that was also in Mandy was taking something. It's just taking something like
he's
random.
Doing the Cloverfield shit with this.
Taking something random and obscure and like making it to a point where you can market it. So like Mandy did it with fucking Cheddar Goblin. They just
was also showing that he was losing kind of grip on not how the commercial
aside from that, like the fact like they made Cheddar Goblin in this movie and like they then marketed it and people bought the fucking dolls. Didn't they make the actual macaroni and cheese? Like, so they turned it into a marketable thing. Like,
that's dope.
This movie set it up where if it were a hit, they could easily market that power punch.
Cause it's the whole movie.
And then, well, yeah, but that's the thing is they're setting up a thing. That's the fucking Cheddar Goblin is the power punch and the pinball machine.
The Cheddar Goblin if this movie was like hits, to show
those are the fucking,
it's the subjective about his perspective.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they're in there for the same reason. I'm saying that like they put a random obscure thing in there and they have the ability to market it. Should the movie hit
these things?
And it did. Well, I mean, Mandy didn't hit.
Imagine paying $20 to rent this movie.
We did.
Oh yeah, we did. Fuck. Please.
Thanks to Patreon.
I'll tell you. Don't spend $20.
Yeah, don't.
No. Even if you're like, oh, it sounds like I'd love it. Still, just wait. Wait a few weeks. Spend $5.
Realistically, yeah. I mean, wait a month or two and this will probably be
wait the rest of your life and you will have not lost anything.
Yeah.
If you die without seeing this, you're fine.
You know, if we ever
are allowed to
have parties or go to bars again, this is something that you put on one of the TVs with the volume off. I mean, like Nicolas Cage cleaning for 40 minutes is going to be weird, but like
you could clean your own fucking kitchen for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Just every time that Nicolas Cage is cleaning, go clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
your time would be better spent if you have like really bad diarrhea and you just spend a good like hour and a half going back and forth to the bathroom.
You could turn it into a drinking game. Just take a shot every time you see Nicolas Cage cleaning.
Yeah.
Or drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to pound a beer when he pounds a pop. There you go. You'll drink what, like a six pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. Come on,
that's how we bring you back to drinking.
Yeah. There was all sorts of things they could have done to liven up the proceedings here, you know? And that's the thing, too. None of those fucking animatronics are... I was about to say none of them are well-designed enough. What was the big one at the end? I mean, he looks
the weasel. The weasel?
The weasel is... He looks high.
I thought the fairy was a little creepy. But did like, you? I mean, like, only because it was like a human and she was a ballerina, so she had those really like graceful yet clunky movements to her. Like, they were robotic, but like... I did like the way she moved, and even though she had the parts where she was CG and she would like scurry up the wall backwards, like I did like that part.
This movie's trash, y'all. Don't watch it.
Yeah, I mean it's not great.
It's not fun. It's not fun. That's what I mean.
This is not fun. If this is a movie
that should be at the very fucking least should be
trashy fun.
Yeah.
And it is not. I'm sorry.
It's boring.
I think, in fact, if you enjoy this movie, I kind of hate you.
You say Willy's Wonderland. I sleep.
He sleep.
This is what he does.
Yeah.
So
they told him he was going to fix his fucking car for $1,000, and he believed him.
You know that there's.
And then people, they actually gave him.
And then
his
they
car.
Brought it back. And then they brought it back as if they expected him to make it.
I wouldn't even. Yeah, I wouldn't I even. Like, well, look, no, he was handing the car over to the rich guy.
But why would they hand it over in front of fucking Willy's? It doesn't make any sense.
Why would
fucking Willy's? It doesn't. None of it. Do we want to talk about the really dumb shit about this movie?
Yes.
Do it. 40 fucking minutes,
man. Let it out. Release the Kraken.
Let out the hate blood.
That's the whole goddamn point.
Fucking it's, yeah. It's, go dumb for as, it, man. It's dumb as fuck, man.
You woke him up.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, man. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like you if you like it. And we're going to have people are going to have discussions about like genre bending. And you know what? Go fuck yourself.
No, it's not. It's fucking.
What's worse, this or Devil's Candy?
Devil's Candy is infinitely worse than this.
Yeah, I'm not like pissed. I think this is a missed opportunity at potentially zany trash, and that at best.
It could have gone a lot more zany. I wanted more puppets, less.
It could have got more memorable. Like I barely remember. Most memorable part to me is him fucking dancing weird, playing ping pong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And pinball? As usual, it's Nicolas Cage.
Pinball. Yeah. Pinball.
Oh, ping pong.
That was the best part
same,
too.
Same thing. Yeah.
I like that song. I like that pinball machine. I would totally play the fuck out of that pinball machine.
And why does the chick leave with him at the end? What's that? What's that about?
Well, it's because like
get out of this one horse town.
I get that, but what's the relationship here?
It's because her adopted mom was the fucking sheriff, and she's dead now because she got swatted in half by Willy. And so she's like, "Well, I got nowhere to go, nothing to do. I might as well go with this drifter who I just met and have no emotional connection to."
She's like, "My adopted mom has these terrible fucking dentures. What am I gonna do, dude?"
I was looking at somebody else's teeth. Was it Nicolas Cage's? I was looking at somebody's teeth today, and I thought of you. I don't remember who.
Was it mine?
No. It was some. It was someone on TV, and like every time I see teeth, like if they look even slightly off, I'm like, I wonder what George would say about those teeth.
You can always call me and ask me.
I should. I think I've done that before. I think I like there's some movie, and I messaged him. I'm like, yo, this bitch right here. Are her teeth real? And he goes, most of them look pretty real, but the way this lines up, it's like she probably had work done here. And I'm like, that's why I fucking hit you up. Yeah, I need to know these things.
I do know about teeth.
Your man, fucking teeth just look too different.
They're too alike.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is when they look too alike.
Yeah, dude. Like my fucking buddy looks like he's wearing a mouth guard. He got all his teeth done because he had little teeth, you know, like the little baby teeth. And so he got them all and they're just like, we're a big old fucking game show host teeth.
Yuck.
Writer G.O. Parsons stated in an interview on YouTube that if the film gets enough love and support, a sequel will be made.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Well, it doesn't have to get much if it fucking didn't cost much to produce or distribute.
What would the sequel be?
What did the movie be?
Well, I mean,
what is the movie be?
Yeah. I mean, it happened already. So, of course, they could do another one.
Well, no, but I'm saying, where's the sequel?
Another hour and 20 minutes of bullshit.
Is there another Willy? But I mean, what would they do? Is there another Willy's Wonderland location somewhere? Because this one blew up the fucking last, the fairy chick blew up when she blew up the car. I mean, I guess you could have her come back from some grave. Tito the turtle could fucking survive and run amok, I guess.
You could have some fucking...
Of course they can survive. They're extracorporeal fucking demons that just happen to inhabit an animatronic.
Shit. Oh, that's true.
So, I mean... They
some cultists in the town could resurrect these bitches.
No, they would just do it like fucking Child's Play. They would just take all the parts out of the trash and somebody would just rebuild them. They'd be like, oh, look at all these kitschy robots we found in the dump.
See, what I want to see is like someone like Robert Eggers or Ari Aster do a sequel to this. Like, take this movie and then make it into something. Not Christopher fucking Nolan, great. Though. Christopher Nolan's
track record as of late has been pretty.
Oh, don't you don't. Oh, been get pretty, you shut your fucking mouth. It's
been pretty. Shut. Like,
hey, don't he's, do it. Don't like.
Hey, he's entitled to speak the truth. Okay.
Whoa. It's ever since Dark Knight, it's just been downhill.
Excuse me.
I think it was actually since Batman Begins.
Well, oh my god. Oh my God! Start.
That was his one good movie.
Listeners, don't listen to him. Tenet is 10 forward, and then
he didn't get it
backwards.
At all. He didn't even get it.
Do you understand that? It's backwards, but forwards at the same time.
The way that he's talking about it
palindrome.
He didn't get it.
Do you even understand what a palindrome is?
He literally didn't get it.
But it's like, it is a palindrome.
I know it's like a thing to say you did get it, but you didn't get it.
Yeah, totally.
And then like he was talking about Seder.
Do you know that like the little kid was the guy all along?
Oh.
Well, that's a theory.
Fuck. Oh, that means it's good.
No, it doesn't. You said it was good.
Yeah, I know.
So what? See, then fuck. What's that about?
I like just to irritate you about it.
Yeah,
because Tenet's the worst.
It's not hard to do.
It's the worst movie of 2020. I think.
Oh wow!
I mean, he's no
it's worse than Veronica.
Actually, I would watch.
Possessor is worse than the Mountain Kings.
I think I would watch Mountain Kings instead of fucking Tenet again.
Would you watch Mountain Kings? Instead
I would
of
watch
Willy's,
Tenet.
Willy's
all no, I would watch Willy's if it's Mountain Kings or Tenet. If it's Mountain Kings. Or Willy's, I'm watching Willy's.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm watching Willy's. It's not like that. If it's...
Mountain Kings.
Okay.
Mountain Kings or a double feature of Pig and The Farm.
Okay, which one was Pig?
Pig was the one.
I kind of like that one.
Pig was the one where it was like the white trash meth head trailer.
Okay, I kind of like that though.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And what was
shit.
The other one?
The Farm.
Oh, no. Oh no!
Yeah, and you got to sit through both of them back to back.
Oh, I'm watching Mountain Kings. Dude.
You're watching two hours of Mountain Kings.
Yeah, no, I can't. The Farm was. Although I would watch The Farm instead of Tenet again. Yeah, okay. Guaranteed. Yeah,
there he goes again.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
Tenet.
This is what he does.
Farm twice, Tenet half.
The thing is, too, I've been sending him.
It's still about the
Christopher
same
Nolan memes all week, feeding this, and I should have known better.
Like Tenet is 1.5 Farms. It's basically where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Imagine
objectively IMDb false. Score. This is demonstrably false. This is fake news.
I'm sorry. It's demonstrably.
Oh,
Is it?
Yeah.
Demonstrably? Yeah,
see, yeah. You can't even speak good.
You can't even speak well, little homie.
It is not. If it is demonstrably,
yeah, it is.
I'm not saying it that way. Like, I refuse.
But you get to say monster.
Yeah. Demonstrably. Yeah. I don't demonstrate. I demonstrate.
Yeah.
So how do you say it?
I don't menstruate. I demonstrate.
How do you say it?
I made up my own words.
You can't even remember how I said
it. I said demonstrably. That's how I say it. That's how I say it now.
Yeah, now I've retconned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't watch Willy's, man. It's a piece of shit wrapped in a shit blanket. Don't do it.
You know, we're going to have a lot of listeners, but dude, it has this. It's like, yeah, I know it has that.
But
it does
Nicolas
nothing with
Cage
it.
Being Nicolas Cage, dude. It,
not yeah, really.
It, he's like, not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I mean,
it's
like
not.
During the parts with the Muppets, kind of. Because like he spazzes out when he fights him a little bit.
Okay, Willy's, but everyone but one character is a Muppet.
Everyone but even...
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. No, you flip it around. Nicolas Cage is the Muppet.
No, I would still make it... Oh, wait. One person's a Muppet?
Yeah. Or,
oh, only one person. Only I mean, one. If only one is a Muppet, then yeah, it's got to be Nicolas Cage. No, it would be the sheriff.
The sheriffs?
Yeah, the sheriff's just the
I
one.
Said like, sheriffs.
She's, you know, like sitting at her desk, like telling that guy the story of the town and being all tough and grizzled, and she's a Muppet. And then like Nicolas Cage tries to leave and she's like, God damn it, boy. And she's a Muppet with a shotgun. Like, I think that'd be good.
Muppet with a shotgun.
Yeah. You know, Zombie with a Shotgun actually got released. Full fucking movie and got released.
Full D, huh?
You remember that from like way back
That's
in
like
the day?
It's like episode 16.
There's episode 9.
Fuck.
I remember all those stupid numbers.
What's right. next week, fellers?
What is next week, fellers?
You posted the thing, didn't you? Is it St. Maud next week? No, it's Wrong Turn next
wrong
week.
Wrong
right?
Turn. It was a rhetorical question.
We got to watch two movies, Wrong Turn 1 and Wrong Turn 2021.
Tonight.
We're going to watch the Wrong Turn original. What is it, 2002?
Two or three. I think it's three.
I've never seen that one. So
It's got that fucking girl named Emmanuel. I think that's her name. She's so
Emmanuel funny. Lewis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The Antichrist.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Wrong Turn duo.
Yes. Wrong Turn original and Wrong Turn 2021.
The redo.
That feels like a mistake already.
Doesn't it?
You know, it's good. It's good. We're on the cusp of the new stuff right now.
I remember liking Wrong Turn.
I've heard good things from certain people.
Which one was the candy cane one? Is that Joyride?
The candy cane one?
Yeah, candy cane.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't remember the trucker? And they were like talking over to CB radio, and he was like, candy cane.
I don't remember that.
What the fuck?
You're thinking about Adventures in Babysitting, dude.
No, you don't with the Lords of Death. Wait, no, Lords of Death is Big Trouble in Little China. Who was the gang in Big...
Dude, they should have done a crossover of Big Trouble in Little China with Adventures in Babysitting.
That's why you should watch wrestling. It's crazy. The crossovers and the factions, it's so good.
It is Joyride.
Joyride. What is Joyride?
Remember. Oh, wait, that's with Paul Walker. I did see that one.
Paul Walker. It's not good, dude. But it is with Paul Walker.
You know how Paul Walker is like Pink Floyd?
Uh-oh.
Dead as fuck?
Their last big hit was The Wall.
Got it.
And the episode on a high note, right?
Yeah,
there.
All right. That's the Who Goes Where podcast for episode 297. Three more and it's 300. Fuck, dude.
We did this a long time.
Special episode that 300.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just kill the show at 300. Who knows?
I said that at 250 and you guys weren't down.
Please don't say that. See, now you're not saying it. He's saying it.
Well, yeah. It's like a fucking cycle.
It's cyclical, dude.
Yeah.
It's demonstrably cyclical.
You mean it's cyclical.
Cyclical.
So add that to the list. There's
cyclical.
Coven.
Coven.
Demonstratively.
Outlier.
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 Outlier with an E.
Yeah,
what
that's
the
right.
fuck?
English. The English language is a fuck.
It is a fuck.
Yeah. All right, that's it, idiots. We'll see you next week when we talk about...
Wrong Turn.
Wrong turn.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.